Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies? Oh my God, what y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them? Cause they hate it, baby. Yes, I know y'all out there, being thorough and wise. Y'all out there being thorough and wise? Huh? Why do I tell y'all that y'all out there being thorough and wise? First of all, because y'all are out there listening to me. And you got to be thorough and wise if you are out there listening to me. First of all, you know, why do I tell y'all that? Number one, okay, let's keep it 100. Because God made you that way, right? Okay. And second of all, like I said, because you out here listening to me. And you got to be thorough and wise if you are out here listening to me. Because I'm thorough, okay? Unless, of course, you know... You a hater, you know. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Hi, haters. How y'all out there doing, baby? Because y'all need this work, too. So listen. Oh, my God. I miss my babies. Yeah, mama been chilling. She been doing her little thing. You know how I do. Do what it is that I do, that I do, that I do, that I do. Yes, right? And I know y'all out there doing what it is y'all do. So look, mama got to drop a dime on y'all, okay? I got to drop a dime on you. I already told y'all, y'all know when I get that goodness, I got to bring it to my babies. Since I can't hear my babies out here lost. No, it's too many of y'all. And I'm hype, okay? Hype, hype, and more hype, okay? So look, let's get it going. First of all, shout out to everybody that's supporting your girl. Ordering food and all that stuff that y'all do. Y'all so... Oh, I love my babies. Y'all so thorough and wise. Yes, y'all are wise. Shout out to everybody at Beat Break Radio. Okay, thank you. This show was from Saturday to Sunday. We getting ready to skate on over to Monday through Friday, baby. Yes. We had to just give you just a touch of J. You know, got to put it out there in pieces for you. All right. So shout out to y'all. And shout out to everybody at Making Love and V's Kitchen. Yeah, mama been dropping that goodness. Mama been dropping that work on you and over at My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. You know, out in that social media world, you know, and Facebook. Veronica's got to make a love in the kitchen on Facebook. And also, child, on a real, you know, my Jillian Harris one. Yeah, shout out to y'all. I love my family and my friends. Y'all so supportive. And everybody that's checking out my IG stories, y'all got my IG stories popping. Okay, I said, oh my gosh, I ain't know that many people could view a daggone story, child. Look, y'all making me feel like I need to get one of them blue checks or something. Look, this is just a touch of day. I don't know what guy got going on, but he putting it out there in pieces for you, okay? And I cannot forget this. Okay, everybody that's supporting my fitness stuff. Okay, I just opened up a little fitness company. You know, I call it, it's my baby. It's like my hobby. You know, I love it. You know, it's something that I do because I like to work out. You know, shout out to me. Like I always tell y'all, I lost 60 pounds, 6-0, and I'm proud of it. Okay, and I get my crunches and everything. Oh, I got stomach muscles and everything now, y'all. Shout out to your girl. Yes. No stress. I'm blessed. And I like to work out. And y'all been seeing it on, you know, the Just a Touch of J fitness page. I'm dropping them J's fit tips out there for y'all for right now. And y'all are liking it. So thank you for your love and support. Okay. So look, I think that's all I got to talk to y'all about right now. Yeah. Besides the fact that I am making a new recipe, your girl been putting it out there in pieces for you. Yeah, my peach cornbread pie recipe. Child, mama done added pumpkin. Okay, now listen, let me tell you how I did it, right? Child, I was sitting around and I had this pumpkin. And I looked at the pumpkin looked at me. I looked at the pumpkin looked at me. I said, you know what? Let me go ahead because I make pumpkin cornbread. I made that for y'all, what, 2017, 18, child? I don't know when I came with that recipe. But it's on the Just a Touch of J app. And it's on Making Love in V's Kitchen and Veronica's Guide to Making Love in the Kitchen on Facebook. Making Love in V's Kitchen on Instagram. Okay, so it's out there, right? So I went ahead and I made that. And I was thinking, I said, you know what? I should make like a pumpkin sauce. Y'all know I make my own apple butter and stuff like that. So I said, you know, child, shout out to the apple chayote squash butter. Okay, child, y'all know I got some different stuff out there for you. I'll put it out there in pieces. Hold on. And get my throat together. All right, I've been over here eating stuff I ain't supposed to eat, and I got a lot of food allergies, okay? Pray for your girl. So anyway, back to what I'm talking about, okay? That's why I'm always sipping on tea. Hold on, y'all. I got to sip on this tea. Hold on. Wait till y'all get that tea. Anyway, look. So, what are we talking about? Oh, okay, yeah. So, I'm talking about, you know, the whole chipotle squash butter and all that, and making the pumpkin sauce. So, I go ahead and I say, you know what? Let me go ahead and make a sauce out of this pumpkin. So, I bake the pumpkin, right? And then I make, like, this sauce, child. Drop all the peaches. Y'all know them peaches that I just put out there now, okay? All them pieces of them peaches. Yes, child. I put that up in there. Oh, my God. Let it cook for, like... Child, let it cook for at least probably like an hour and a half. I just was letting it just simmer, you know, and then I put my rice flour and everything in there with two lemons, okay? Two lemons, not one lemon, like I did the other one. The other one, the peach cornbread pie, is one lemon. This one right here, two lemons, okay? Oh my gosh, child, woo! Scandalous! Like off a house party, yes, baby. So look, so I went ahead and I did all of that. And as I'm doing all that and I'm cooking and everything, you know, I'm listening to my song. Y'all, did y'all hear my Justin Touch of Jay song? Yeah, y'all. It's called Shine On Them. Oh my God, wait till y'all get that. I'm putting it out there in pieces for you just a little bit, just singing a little song, you know. Mama got a couple vocals. Sometimes I sound real good, sometimes I sound hoarse. I don't know, it's Justin Touch of Jay, baby. So that's why I gotta put it out there in pieces for you. So while I'm going ahead and I'm doing all of that, you know, I'm singing a song, and y'all make sure y'all check that out when that comes out. And you know what? I got a story to tell y'all. Y'all ready? I'm about to give you this work. All right, so as I'm doing this, God starts laying things on my heart. So I'm like, okay. All right, God, talk to me. Come on, talk to me. So I said, oh my gosh, he got a word for me. Let me go ahead, turn on YouTube. Let me see what the first thing to pop up. You know, I need my passes and stuff. Child, T.D. Jakes. I said, Lord, have mercy. I know when God gives me T.D. Jakes, honey, that's like, that's a whole different type of teaching. So I'm like, oh man. And I have been praying about a couple things. So I'm like, oh my gosh, this is it. I know it. I've been waiting. Come on. I need the confirmation. You know, y'all, when y'all need that confirmation, you like, I need it. You know, and then he just drop it on you. Be like, Lord. So look, I turned it on, right? This is what he talking about. I didn't know it was me. Child, so I said, oh my God, let me go ahead and listen to what he talking about. So basically the message is like this. For those of y'all who don't know, T.D. Jakes is a pastor. I told y'all I love T.D. Jakes. He gets down, okay? Check him out, YouTube, The Potter's House, all right? He got that whole thing going on. So he's talking about when he was younger, as he was growing up, and even as he became a man, after he wrote all these books and all this stuff, how he didn't know it was him, okay? Basically saying he didn't know who he was. Everybody else out there knew who he was. They saw his greatness. You know, he's on bestseller book list. You know, he has this mega church. He's out here doing what it is that he does, that he does, that he does. And even before that, you know, he talked about how he had these jobs that were kind of, you know, he felt like he shouldn't be doing, but he was trying to do it, just starting some businesses. Like one time he sold a car, but turned the car in or something to get some money to start this business with his brother. Just made some bad choices out there. And then he talks about how one time he was bagging groceries and doing certain things, and how they lived in like kind of like the shack of a house, you know, and he was just struggling. He just kept saying, this don't seem like who I'm supposed to be. Like he felt like this voice was calling him. Something was deep on the inside that was just like, no. Is there anybody out there that feels like that? Huh? I know somebody out there can relate. You want to know why I know? First of all, because this is just a Touch of J, baby, and I'm anointed, okay? And when God gives me something, I know if he gave me T.D. Jakes to tell me this, it was for me, definitely. And then it's for somebody else for me to pass it along, okay? And I got to do God's will. I can't be out here having my babies lost. I tell you that all the time. It's 2019. We're going into 2020, baby. I can't have my babies out here lost. No. This is just a Touch of J, baby. I got to put this out there in pieces for you. So listen. So if anybody out there, y'all feel lost, you know, I mean, I can relate. You know, T.D. Jakes talked about how he just didn't know that it was him, but he had this calling. Do you have a calling? You know, like you feel like, okay, you're out there maybe and you just out there in life and things aren't going the way that they're supposed to go. Like, it's this voice that's down the inside of you that's saying maybe, like, you need to write the book. Or maybe you need to go ahead and start the business. You understand what I'm saying? Or you need to go ahead and pursue that dream or go back to school. Something is telling you that what you're doing is not what you're supposed to be doing. Or you in that relationship you shouldn't be in. You understand what I'm saying? It's something. You know, you feel like you could do better. You feel like God is calling you to different things. Child, he might be calling you to your purpose. Now, listen, I want for my believers that's out there, you know, and my non-believers, if you feel this way. Okay, like I said, this is just a touch of J, baby. I ain't trying to convert you. Definitely ain't trying to do that because many are called, baby, and few are chosen. Okay, so I ain't trying to do none of that. But I'm going to put this out there in pieces for you. If you feel like something's calling you, it might be God trying to get your attention to let you know that, you know, your purpose is over here and you over there. Now, look, some of us out here, we just don't know. T.D. Jakes, he talked about how he just didn't know. You know, he was out there putting this thing out there in pieces for him. And some of y'all out there putting that pieces out there, too. I told y'all I was out there in the summertime, right? Living your best life. You know, you weren't going back and forth with nobody. Or you was going back and forth with somebody, living that hot girl, bad boy, you know, summer, whatever it is that y'all doing. You know, I don't know what y'all doing. But some of y'all might have been out there doing that. And you might, like I said, you feel this tugging, this call, this something. Okay, because you over here and God is like, look, I'm trying to call you to your purpose. Pay attention. Listen to his voice, because sometimes it's very, very simple. Like T.D. Jakes said, I didn't know that it was me. So when you don't know that it's you, you do things like work at jobs that you know you shouldn't work at. Yes, baby. Be around people that you know you shouldn't be around. Yes, baby. Have friends that you know that aren't really your friends. You know, let them hit you because you thought that that was love. Y'all out there doing that? Because I know it's somebody out there and you in a relationship that you ain't supposed to be in. Child, listen here. This is just a touch of J, baby. Okay? Letting people abuse you. Men. Y'all out here with these women, maybe, that's abusing y'all mentally, playing games with you, got you out here acting all crazy. This is just a touch of J, baby. I done seen y'all. I know. You know what I'm saying? Hiding in laundry rooms. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. That was something that somebody used to do when I was out there doing that trick. But yeah, you know, I used to have my little stalkers and stuff. You know, they used to be out here acting crazy. Okay? Not understanding their worth the same way that I didn't understand mine. Are y'all out there? Y'all out there doing that? Dead end job, maybe? I don't know. You know you might want to paint, but you're going to school to be a doctor because that's what your parents wanted you to do. I don't know, y'all. I don't know what y'all out here doing. Huh? You out here doing things with people that if you knew who you were, you wouldn't be doing those things. Huh? I'm just saying, y'all, like I said, this is just a touch of J, baby. When we don't know who we are, we let other people define us. Situations and things define us because we don't know who God called us to be. So listen. Listen to the voice. That's all I'm trying to tell you. You don't got to be a believer, but if God is calling you, he already formed us. He knew who we were going to be. Yeah, child, he knew us. You better go ahead and read that word if you don't know it. He knew us before we were even born. He created us. That's why, let me tell you something. T.D. Jakes said it too, okay? That's why I don't go ahead and I don't do that whole universe thing. You know, shout out to the universe. God created the universe. What I look like giving it a shout out, okay? No. This is just a touch of J, baby. I keep trying to tell y'all, look, I was lost in the pieces too, okay? I was. I did not know who I was, but I felt it. And that's why I can relate. I felt the call. I kept saying, no, it's something else. It's something deep down inside of me. Y'all know. Those of y'all who know me, y'all know how I was, child. Y'all know it. Yes, child. Listen here. Y'all know. Okay? And y'all know this is just a touch of J. And you know I got to put it out there in pieces for him. Okay? You know. But I didn't know who I was. And when I didn't know who I was, y'all, I let other people define me. I got in bad situations. I did things that I know I shouldn't have been doing. child, relationships, all type of stuff, okay? Working at jobs I shouldn't have been working at, doing things I shouldn't have been doing, just wasn't in my right mental state. And you're not, when you're not, you know, going towards your purpose. But I felt the tugging, and I said, you know what, I'm getting tired of this. I said, look, God, have your way, okay? Show me what it is that I'm supposed to do, and he has, y'all. And y'all got to listen to my testimony. I give it all the time. I tell y'all all the time, man. I didn't have my mind together at times. And I know somebody is out there, just like T.D. Jakes, just like me, okay? And you feel the tugging and you feel the pulling. And I'm telling you that it's God. God's trying to call you to your purpose, baby. And you don't got to listen to me, all right? But you know I'm thorough and wise, so you better go ahead. You better go ahead and get these pieces, baby. Look, because this is just a touch of J, okay? Putting it out there in pieces. That's all I'm trying to do. All right. Shine on a Miss J. Okay. Look. That's all I'm trying to do. Okay. So look. If you are feeling this. Okay. Just surrender. That's all. That's all I'm trying to tell you to do. If you feel like God is calling you to something else, just surrender. Just say, God, look, I don't know what it is I'm supposed to do, but I just feel like it. I don't know if you're real. I don't know what y'all want to go ahead and say. Just talk to him. Go to him the way y'all talk to him. Whatever way it is. If you never talk to him, just talk. Open up your mouth. Because he might be calling you to something real great. Don't be afraid of it. Just go ahead and do what it is that you do. And trust me, when you go ahead and you do that, you're going to be just like me, shining on them, baby. You know what I mean? You're going to be shining on them, okay? I got the mobile app. I got the Just a Touch of J podcast. Oh, my gosh. Shout out to y'all on Beat Break Radio, okay? Monday through Friday, starting August the 7th, October 7th. Sorry, had to put that plug out there in pieces for you, baby, okay? Make sure y'all checking that out. Right now, Saturdays and Sundays at 3 p.m., okay? We just putting a little something out there for you. All right, but make sure y'all checking that out, the Just a Touch of J show. Okay, now listen, we got Make a Love in V's Kitchen TV show. Ooh, child. I can't even tell y'all them pieces, but look. Okay, we got that popping off. We got a lot of things popping off. The fitness line stuff. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, are y'all listening to me? Look, it's not about the material things. It's just that I answered the call. And I'm inspiring people. And child, I never used to really talk. I used to be shy. I wasn't putting it out there in pieces for nobody but my dad going self. Very, very selfish. Oh my gosh. I told y'all how I used to run away from love on another podcast. Shout out to Dub22. Yeah, I got to bring him back on. That's my main man. We always used to get down. I got to bring Dub. Y'all want Dub back? Call in and let me know if y'all want Dub back. Dub. They might want you back. Might have to do an episode with Dub, but I got some other episodes coming with other people. Yeah, y'all, I tell y'all all the time, it's just a touch of J. But listen, you understand what I'm saying? I answered the call. T.D. Jakes answered the call. He did. Child, y'all know who. Look, if you know who T.D. Jakes is, you understand. He didn't know he was going to be the T.D. Jakes. Just like I didn't know I was going to be just a touch of J. And listen, this is just the beginning, baby, okay? And he didn't know. He did not know. And sometimes we don't know who we are going to be. So if you just go ahead and you just trust in the Lord, okay? Lord, if you trust in him, try him out. You might be shocked. You understand what I'm saying? You actually might be like, you know what? I'm so glad I went ahead and I tried Jesus. Or I tried God. Whatever, look, whatever it is that you want to do. Jehovah. Okay? Look, listen. The name above all names. Try them out. Okay? Now, look, this is just a touch of J. Like I said, I'm going to have to skate on up out of here. Do what it is that I do. I just had to put them pieces out there for y'all. Because somebody needs this. And I feel it in my spirit. If you are out here, you struggling, answer to the call. Stop playing with yourself because you know what's going to happen. Listen, you know like I know, if you are a believer, God is not playing. And he ain't going to keep playing with you and you out here trying to not do what it is that you're supposed to do. Okay, this is just a touch of day, baby. You do not want him to put it out there in pieces for you. He's loving and everything, but he needs you to answer the call why he created you. Okay? Take a chance at life. Stop being afraid. Fight for what you believe and fight for what you think, you know, you might be wanting to do. All right? Answer it. Because just like T.D. Jakes, he didn't know. Just like me, I didn't know, baby. Mama was out there, child, just child, she was just out there, child. I didn't know what was going on. But when you find out who you are, you can be who you're supposed to be. Remember that podcast? It's hard. And why it's hard? Because it's supposed to be. Gosh, check out that podcast. Sometimes life is just supposed to be a certain type of way. And when we fight against that thing, it's hard. Because it's just supposed to be, baby. And you might have to just answer that, you know? And just admit. It's like T.D. Jakes said, I didn't know it was me. And I didn't know it was me neither. And make sure y'all check out that message, child, because that message is thorough. And y'all out here, listen. Listening to me, okay? And I got to get on about it here, okay? Because I don't even know what else to say. But this is Jazzy Tasha J, baby. Make sure y'all go ahead on over to Making Love and Bee's Kitchen. And my name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. Make sure y'all checking my stories, too. Look, because I'm trying to tell y'all, man. Y'all going to love these recipes I got coming to y'all. I got some hotness coming to y'all. So, look, let me end this. Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of J, baby. Yes. And I just had to put that out there in pieces for you. Okay? So don't let nobody, y'all. Please don't let anybody tell you that you ain't thorough and tell you that you ain't wise. Don't you do it. Mm-mm. No. Y'all are thorough and y'all are wise, okay? Believe in yourself. Don't quit on yourself. All right? And walk into your purpose for once. You know? This is just a touch of J, baby. Shine on a Miss J. And I just got to put that out there in pieces for you. All right? Let me go ahead and drink some of this tea because my voice is all jacked up. All right? I love y'all. Till next time. Bye-bye.